third parak of Heaven, Mishnah Hay. A person wants to make Erev Tchumen generally because he wants to go to a certain place, he wants to visit a friend that's 3,000 amas out of a city, so he has to put an Erev a little bit over 1,000 amas out of the city, and now he can walk to his friend's house. The question is, if he's not sure where he wants to go, does he want to go to the east or to the west? So does he have any Eitzah what to do? You put one Erev in the east and one in the west, it's impossible because you have to decide where you're living, either in the east or the west. So the commission says a chiddush that matna odom al yeruvin, he can make a condition with his Erev. He puts out two Eruvin, puts them one in the east and one in the west. He says, and both goyim in a mizrach Eruvin lemayev. He knows there's a war going on and the goyim are charging towards the city. He says, not sure where they're going to come from. So if they're coming from the city, I want my Erev to be in the west, to be further away from the goyim. And mayev Eruvin lemizrach. If they're coming from the west, I want my mizrach to be in the east. And both lekan and lekan. If they're going from both sides, lemakum sheret seyel, I'll decide which one is. I can manage with better. And if they don't come at all, I want to stay where I am. So basically, he's making four options for himself. Either go dafka to the east, dafka to the west, or make up his mind later, or stay where he is. Similarly, in Bochochim in a Mizrach, he wants to go to a Shir from Bochochim, he's not sure where he's coming from. If he's going to find that he's coming from the east, he wants his Erev to be on the east. And then Amayav, he wants to go to the west, he wants his Erev to be in the west. Bolakan, Lakan, Mogum Shar Seilech. There will be two chacham coming, and he'll decide later on which will be the drush he wants to go. Now this is a very big chiddush that this works, because the concept called Ein Breira, that if you want something to take effect, so you have to know already the time that it's going to take effect, what is the nature of the thing, or where it's going to take effect. Here, you don't know if it's going to, which one of the two are going to take effect. Will the one in the Mizrach take effect and one in the Ma'ariv take effect? So since you cannot designate any specific one at the time it's supposed to take effect, just you want retroactively to say this is the one you were planning to do from the beginning, that's called a Breira, and there's a discussion that we don't say Breira. So the reason why you'll hear the Tana Kama holds you say Breira is because by Issa Drabonon we say Breira, by the Raisa we do not, so you don't say Breira. It doesn't work by every Issa Drabonon, but at least this type of it's a drabonon, the Mishnah holds that it does work. Rabbi Yehuda Imam Hoy Echemem Rabbi. If two people, one came to the right, the Mizrach, and one came to the Ma'ariv, the one the Mizrach was his Rebbe, another one was not his Rebbe. So then he says, Holach to Rabbi. Then it's assumed that his das was to go to his Rebbe. That's a natural thing a person would do. My Shneim Rabbi says, welcome to you for the Yehuda. If they're both his Rebbe, then he could go to each one, either one he wants. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Kama says, we don't say that it's clear by the fact that his rav came to one of the sides that that's where it's intending originally. Because maybe, for whatever reason is, the Shabbos, he's not interested in going to his rav, or if he is interested in going to his rav, he has some friends or somebody else that he has to meet on the other side, which is what he really wants to do this Shabbos.